Blog Talk Radio.
DNEWSHOW.US. And we are bringing the show live to you from Miami Beach, Florida. We have a lot of good things to talk about this morning. What's on the roster today, Sherry?
Well, I'll tell you. This is really, this is great because we're going to be talking about reinventing yourself. It's a new year and it's new beginnings. So we have to stay open for something new, and there's new opportunities coming to us in every way. There's better jobs coming to us. There's new relationships, and we have to be open and ready for the possibility of what is ahead of us. And you know, so we don't want to think negative. We want to take risks and do new things. So this is a very exciting time, and some of the things I want to tell you, you may want to go get a pen and paper and have it ready so that when Galexa comes on, you'll have that ready. So you're going to want to jot down some things that is said. So don't be closed-minded. Try something new and stay open for new ideas. You know, the good old days were good, but the best days are ahead of us. So think big. It's new beginnings. And don't be limited in your thinking. You know, if all you know isn't working for you, reinvent yourself. You have a special gift. Get in touch with what that special gift is. And don't get stuck in a rut. Don't stay in your old comfort zone. Have a reason to get out of bed in the morning. Dream big and visualize a new dream. And stay open. Be receptive. Because when one door closes, another one opens. And that's great. You know, keep trying and believing that there is something better around the corner. And to be successful, you must believe in yourself. And reinventing yourself, you know, if one thing didn't work out, try something new. You don't, you know, the saying that you've heard many times, where there's a will, there's a way. And how true is that? You know, we have to, if there's things that don't work out the way that we've hoped and dreamed that they would, dream another dream. Get a new attitude. Live, don't just exist. There are great things ahead. And have a pep in your step. And, you know, I always like to say, rise and shine and get out of self-pity.
Oh, that's great, Sherry. That's great. So persistence, perseverance, it's all good. It's all good. Keep the momentum going. Have gusto in your step and reinvent yourself. I think it's a really good suggestion. I really think it's important because we do, if we have our eyes set on a goal and we just can't get to that goal and then we feel defeated and give up and just start living day to day, that's not living large and living your life fulfilled. So if it doesn't work out, try something new. Reinvent yourself. Get a new idea.
Right. And laugh. Laugh a lot. And laughing is great therapy. So, you know, be aware of it every day. How much are you laughing? You know, get that belly laugh in. And get the joy in your life. Wake up in the morning. You know, find out what brings you joy. And get that attitude of, I'm back and I'm bad. Mm-hmm. And get out there. Get out there and do what it takes to move things along. Stir the pot. Don't listen to the negative voice in your head. You know, we talk about changing the channel. That voice in your head is just something that's coming in, and you don't have to listen to it. You can say, thank you for sharing, but I don't need to go there. Because that voice is the committee in our head that keeps trying to direct us in some wrong direction sometimes. And we think that that voice in that committee is us and something that we need to listen to. Oh, if they're saying, you know, that voice is telling me I'm not good enough or I'm not, you know, I'm not worthy, then that must be true. That voice is just a committee that you do not need to listen to. Reframe it. Think positive. If something negative is coming in, right away, counteract it with a positive thought. If life gives you a lemon, make it into lemonade. And, you know, let us know if you have some challenges that you've worked on and that you're able to do this and turn your life around, email me at Cher, C-H-E-R, for the number four, hair, H-A-I-R at AOL. Let me know what challenges that you had and that what you've pulled yourself through. And even when things look difficult and they don't work out, there's always something around the corner. Get out of your comfort zone. Dream a new dream. So, you know, when things look like you're in your darkest hour, it will turn around and it will be your brightest hour. And believe and have faith that there's something better ahead of you. So, you know, did you ever feel that you were on the end, at the end of your rope? You were on your last nervous breakdown?
Yes, I think we have all been there, Sherry. And before we get a conclusion on that statement, I just want to invite all of you listeners to pick up the phone, give us a call, share a good news story with us today. You can reach us at 347-324-5983. That's 347-324-5983. And if you don't have access to a phone or if you're not listening to us live, you can always send us an email at goodnews. At yahoo.com. That's GoodNewsShow at yahoo.com. And for those of you who use iPods, you can download the show through iTunes and take us on the go with you, or just have us play on your computer desktop through your iTunes channels. So if you want to learn how to do that, go to the website, www.goodnewsshow.us, and you'll learn all about it. It's easy. And I think it's very convenient for those who don't have time to sit in front of a computer to listen to our show. This is Patty Black bringing you the show live from Miami Beach, Florida, the Magic City, and I am on air with Sherry.
Good morning, everybody. We were just talking about, like, did you ever feel like you were at the end of your rope or you were having your last nervous breakdown? Well, it's been a long time since I've felt that, but I do remember when my life was unmanageable. And I was living my life and doing things that were unhealthy for me, just wasn't working for me anymore. It was insanity. And the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results. And then one day I sat down, I closed my eyes, and I asked for help, and it was the beginning of reinventing myself and my life. What was not working for me anymore, I was able to let go of it and change. I knew there was a better life waiting for me. I put that pep in my step, and I found that I could move forward, change my thinking, change my attitude. And that was my beginning. Happiness is not a destination, it's a journey.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exciting.
That is exciting. I think so. What you're saying is that you got some clarity. I think that what you're saying is you got some clarity.
Yes, I got clarity, and I was able to make different choices. You know, I found that I was in charge of, you know, I was able to make different choices and be accountable for myself, and that made a big difference. I saw that there's, you know, I didn't have to go along with the crowd anymore. I could do what felt right for me, and I could dream big, and I could go out and know that I could make those dreams happen because I was able to change my attitude, and the power of attitude and living in the moment. Well, you know, that's a tool that we have that we can work on a continual basis. And they say that it's not what happens to you that counts, it's how you react that makes the difference. And we can change our lives by altering our attitude. And that's one of the things that I did. You know, and people pick up on our attitude. And, in fact, that's the first thing that they pick up on when they meet us. You know, you never get a second chance to make a first impression.
Mm, that's so true.
I know. An attitude is contagious. Just like laughing and yawning or crying is contagious, our attitude can affect people around us. You know, and vice versa, if we're around somebody with a bad attitude, it wears on us too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we have the ability to change it, and we can actually choose what we want it to be. And our attitude performs exactly as it is meant to. You know, without fail, no one can ever take that away from us.
That's right, Sherry. So if you're in a positive attitude and a strong attitude and a believable attitude and you're just happy, you can actually create create that in your life. The other people will feel it. It's contagious. And then all of a sudden you're around positive people who are like on your side of the court. And I just think that's a beautiful thing when you notice it in life. And we have control. We can do that.
Yeah. So I would say to change it or create a new one for yourself. And, you know, it's amazing how you can impact or influence those around you. And that's really a great thing. You know, it's been said also that positive attitude can lead to a longer life. So if you want to live a healthier life, then this is for you. You need to develop and maintain a positive attitude.
Well, that's wonderful, Sherry. I want to thank you for being on with us this morning. You have a lot of good things to tell us, and I'm so looking forward to sharing this new year with the Good News Show and you. So, listeners, we have our special guest, Ginger, is going to be channeling Galexis, and I think they're going to be on in just a moment. Let me see if I can bring them in. Hello, welcome to the Good News Show. Is this Ginger?
This is Ginger. Thank you very much.
Hi, Ginger. Welcome to the show. This is Sherry speaking.
Hi, Sherry. It's wonderful to be on the show.
And we're very happy to have you, and we're very happy that you're here to bring Galexis to us. Would you tell us a little bit about...
All right. Well, I've been involved in metaphysical and spiritual work for a number of decades. I've been a counselor. I've been a nutritionist. I've been an astrologer, a therapist, and all of those kind of went by the wayside as I discovered channeling and really tuning into much higher frequencies and much higher energies and allowing them to come through me. So I shifted all of those careers, so to speak, into channeling, and that's what I've been doing for now over about 15 years, I suppose.
Can you tell our listeners just a little bit about what channeling is and how you discovered that this was something that you became aware of and a little bit about Galexis?
Okay, well, channeling is kind of more updated, contemporary version of transmediumship. The reason the term is different is because in channeling, you are allowing an entity or a presence or a group to communicate through you in a partnership or kind of arrangement. You're not possessed or dependent or manipulated by said presence. For me, it is it's like a light, a vibration that I open to, and when I go into trance, it's like I get out of the way. I kind of step back in my consciousness, almost as if I'm reclining on a lounge chair and just allowing this column of light and energy to enter me. And the vibrations are just beautiful and I'm filled with love and light and joy. My body, my metabolism changes when I go into this state and allow this vibration to come in me. Now, Galexis doesn't come into my body. It's a vibration or light that comes in to my head, so to speak. I think it works with my brain. It's like I'm a radio station, and this is a vibrational particular frequency that I'm able to align to and pick up. And so when that happens, then speech comes through just directly, pictures, knowings, all sorts of things. It's like an intuitional channel, but the information coming through is beyond my own personal experience. So I know I'm channeling or bringing through something that's really beyond my conscious awareness or what I know. And by the time that Galexis leaves, when I'm done with trance, I'm feeling very pleasant. I've had a little bit of a healing. I feel lighter and freer. Galexis is filled with a lot of light and love, and so I just feel very blessed to be able to experience it.
And do you remember what Galexis says when you come out?
Well, yes, I do. I used to not really remember much, but my trance has been actually deeper and lighter at the same time. I'm really not able to explain that, but it's like my brain frequencies have shifted and it's easier for them to use my brain frequencies to bring through the information. And so I hear it like a conversation that I am not participating in. And when I come out, I generally remember much of it. Now, if it's meant for me, and this is one of my arrangements I have with Galactus, I will definitely remember it even the next day. But
mm-hmm.
if it's really private and for the person, I may remember it when I first come out and so forth. But once I've slept on it, the next day, you know, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well,
so I don't have to remember everybody's, like, personal details or anything.
Well, it's very exciting for us because I have met you and heard Galexa, and I have had so much incredible information that has come through. So we're definitely looking forward, and we're ready whenever you are.
Oh, okay. Well, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to go into trance then, and that will take a few seconds, and so
Sandra?
I'll be very quiet. Yes?
Okay, and before you do that, do you think that there will be a message that Galexis will want to give to our listeners, or do we need to ask Galexis a question?
Well,
how does it work?
We talked before, there was a suggestion that perhaps Galexis could deliver a message about, you know, why people are here and what a person can do to really help themselves, to lift themselves, to help the planet, that kind of
yes.
thing. So I'm assuming that Galexis will have something to say on that topic. But if you would
good.
Like, you know,
wonderful.
Feel free to just interrupt Galexis at any time and ask a question.
Okay, and then when we're through with that, we'd like you to give your email or your website where people can reach you.
Oh, great. I'll be certainly glad to do that. Okay,
that's
so
wonderful.
I'm going to get quiet for just a few seconds, and then Galexis will be with you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, we are here. We are Galexis.
Welcome to our show, Galexis.
Well,
hello.
Thank you, dear one. It is a pleasure for us to be with you and speak with you today. We have...
We would,
yes?
Go ahead. So
all
you
right.
Might, you
well,
might go ahead.
Well, the one who channels us wrote down a little note that it would be appropriate to talk about perhaps what's going on the planet at this time and what people are doing here and what can be done. Because as you undoubtedly know, and anyone listening at this time knows that there is a big change underfoot on the planet. There is a shift of consciousness. Everyone, all of you, have felt it in one way or another. Now, some of you have gotten into your spiritual and personal development rather early, and you've probably been waiting for years saying, well, where the heck is this new reality and this consciousness change, and when is the world going to get healed, and when are people going to start being responsible for the planet, and when's it all going to happen? And we would suggest that it has been a seemingly a slow movement, but in terms of evolution, it's an extraordinarily rapid process. And we are very delighted to come and share what we can to assist you. And there are many others like us who are working with you, many who are observing, just millions, actually, of beings off-planet who have come to observe. And then, of course, also hundreds of thousands of you coming in to participate in bringing a wave of new consciousness, a new awareness, and a new way of living to the planet. And one of the purposes of bringing this new consciousness is so that there is an evolution of everyone on this planet to lift us all, everyone, out of the what we would call the tribal warrior mentality into a period of peace, into a conceptual consciousness that allows for cooperation rather than antagonism, conflict, and competition, that allows for harmony and and this harmony coming from everyone being able to step into the fullness of being themselves, whatever that means for them, for every human being to step into the greaterness of themselves, to step into more light, to experience more joy, more love, more happiness, more fun, more freedom, and to reclaim their power and the majesty of their being, of their soul, that they are. So each one of you, you're a spark of consciousness, a spark of the divine, and you have come here, in a sense, on a mission. Now, you have two missions, every one of you. And you have the first mission, which is self-realization. That is a mission that got you excited about coming onto the planet in the first place, to take upon yourself the physical body, physical form, to have the experience of learning how to forget who you were and then how to remember who you were in a delightful experience of recreating an imagination in a reality that was founded and is still working on the basis of free will. So you essentially came here as part of a free will experiment for yourself. You felt it was going to be a very delightful, fun time. And indeed, you have, if you are able to look at it from a spiritual perspective, will see that it is indeed a delightful and fun experience. Unfortunately, because it's a free will experience, you also decided to experience all the darkness, all the pain, and all the suffering. And you kind of went overboard on that one. So one of the things that you are doing now in your personal evolution, that first mission of self-realization, you are kicking in your consciousness. Specifically at this time, you have been birthed on this planet through your suggestion, through your desire to be at the right age and the right readiness and the right place to participate in this sense of consciousness revolution. Some people call it the shift, other people refer to 2012, although we would suggest that what people are hoping to experience in 2012 may not be experienced for a few more years until after that. However, right now, those of you who are bringing through the new consciousness have been working on yourselves, because your first mission, not your world mission, but your first mission is self-realization. And self-realization is understanding who you are, understanding your value, your power, your capacity, your impact, your willingness, your imagination to create something very new for yourself, the amount of love that you have for yourself, for your planet, for others, and for the divine, to keep yourself, get yourself reconnected, to return, in a sense, to the understanding of your source, and to look at this world and see it as the playground, as the illusion that you have come to play upon, to work your magic, to work your creativity, to make a reality that you choose and that you want to experience. And so with that kind of focus on this planet, you can, more than at any other time, and that's why you're being born now and living now, you can actually get to that level of self-realization. Now, for a lot of people, this means that they do not have to incarnate in the physical form anymore. Those of you who are into karma and reincarnation would perceive this self-realization experience as God consciousness and as the ending of the cycle of birth and death. Now, we would say that from our perspective, we do not see this linear concept of evolution through lifetime after lifetime after lifetime and gradually getting better and smarter and all that kind of stuff and carrying over all sorts of karmas and so on. We would suggest everything that you do, everything that you experience is in a way voluntary for you and chosen by you at one level or another. Now, you may not know how you're consciously creating because you're doing it subconsciously and unconsciously, but that is what you have been intrigued with, and this lifetime, at this time on the planet, you're capable of learning how to consciously create a reality and have fun and really see the illusion for what it is and not get wrapped up in the drama and the trauma and all that kind of darkness, to be able to make your choice to step into your light. Now, as you do this, you get to the place to where you can then choose your second mission, which is your global work, your world work, the reality shift work you have the option to do. Now, you may not deliberately think that you have to do it. No, you're not pressured. You're not pushed to do this. What you are, though, offered is the opportunity to participate in something grand. And that is why you're here. Now, how you'll participate is uniquely up to you, because your self-realization and the completion of your global mission will take you to a place of your own spiritual development in which you will honor and recognize the God piece of light that you are, and in a sense, expand that piece of light to the greatest degree possible. You are a spark of consciousness, a piece of light in the body of God, God is all that is. In other words, as you grow in consciousness yourself, you're enabling God, Goddess, all that is, to expand consciousness. Now, most people think of God as some fellow with a long beard who lives up in heaven somewhere, beyond the sky, beyond the clouds, and that it's a static place, that one day you may get to an audience, really, with God, that you may get to God. But the thing is that you are growing into God yourself. And by the time you get to that level of incredibleness, and by the time that you really know that you are divine and really claim your divinity, you will realize that you too are God. You are Goddess. You are all that is. You are it. And when you step into that incredible place, you will realize that the God, Goddess, all that is, that you've been seeking, not only is you, but it's the greaterness of this divine, has gone on and expanded so much further beyond you because of your contribution and the contribution of all those others who are also expanding and growing their light. So the experience of growing and becoming more and experiencing more love and more beauty and more power and more incredibleness and spiritual dimensions of ecstasy will never end. It's an infinite path of growth. Now, when you're in your physical body, you can see growth and change as being something very unpleasant. And indeed, many of you tend to resist it. However, at this time on the planet, you have come to terms with this, and you're beginning to release your resistance to it so that you can step into your self-realized beingness, so you can own who you are, so you can take upon yourself the tools and capacities of your divine nature. And then you can share and create this reality on the planet with your network, with your particular internet, so to speak, of a psychic or spiritual level, working with the thousands or millions of light beings of whom you are part of that group that is working to make this incredible change, so that human beings can not only work in three dimensions the way they are now to manifest, create, to do things, but can work through the fourth dimension of time, space, and to work through the fifth dimension and experience the fifth dimension of imagination. And so how you choose to do it is going to be depending on who you are and who you perceive yourself to be and what gives you pleasure and what gives you joy. Many people will just do it by meditation. Many people will meditate on a certain part of the world or certain issue and send light there and get energies coordinated there and dream it and imagine it and that kind of thing. Some people will be helping other people one-on-one in therapy or healing in some regard. Others will be doing it much more publicly by speaking, by giving workshops, and by channeling those like us who would be giving workshops and discussions and writing books and getting the information out there to touch more people. Some people are doing it by working politically within systems and getting things done there. Some people work at it or do it by working for the earth and for healing the environment or saving animals or rescuing battered children or whatever theme or whatever issue that's beyond the personal life that calls the heart and calls the soul to lift into something greater. This is your global work. This is your vision. Now, your dream is that form or that manifestation of your life that you're looking to create and looking to receive, looking to achieve, looking to work with all your unseen friends and your spirit helpers and guides in order to create and manifest that form. What that looks like, what the manifestation looks like, is a culmination of what we call your dream. But you see, as light beings, once you get that dream, you're going to want to experience more of the vision. And so this is so much not just your own journey, but in a sense, lifting everyone. What do they say? A rising tide lifts all ships. So in a sense, by you expanding your light, you're lifting all the planetary vibration and participating in this great change. As you do this, and as you see the impact of what you do on the planet and what those who are in your network are doing, you can celebrate it. You can enjoy it. You can, you know, dance in celebration. Yay, I did it. I participated in it. What a grand adventure. And you see, when you come to that state, you won't need to or feel compelled to have more physical lifetime unless you just want to, for the glory of it, want to play on the physical plane and do more of it. All right? So that's what we would suggest as far as looking at what is going on for you as an individual. Now, what's going on at the planet right now is that this is a time of great chaos. And for a lot of people, they think that this is a time of great darkness. However, it doesn't have to be a darkness. Most people look at chaos and get very frightened. But those of you who have an idea of who you are also very strongly intending to be able to make some changes, to be able to move out of the darkness, to be able to hold a kind of a resonance or be a beacon light for those who are kind of lost and floundering in the chaos, who don't know where they're going, who don't know if they're coming or they're going and what end is up. And these people need someone to give them a kind of an anchor, to give them a direction, to show them how to work with this chaos, to how to work with the darkness, so the darkness does not end up being scary or being perceived as being restrictive, limiting, shaming, painful, or evil. So this is a very powerful, pivotal time for all of you to take upon yourself the choice, take upon yourself the mantle of your own divinity and of your own power, and step through the chaos and know that you are establishing light on the other side that will guide the others through, as well as making it a very interesting and adventurous and fulfilling journey for yourself. Very powerful time on the planet. Very extraordinary opportunity. You're going to see your gifts, your talents, your strengths appear in greater, greater capacity throughout this year coming up and in the coming years to live a life of your dream. All right? Mm. So that's our message.
You know, that's very exciting. Very,
it
very
is.
Exciting. Yes.
And we hope that, in a sense, we have lifted you and those who are listening to recognize that even in these scary times, there's not a real need to be afraid, because you didn't come here on this planet for just, you know, idly. This is not just kind of an afterthought. You came with great deliberateness, and there's things you're going to want to do before you leave, and you're not going to be able to do them unless you allow yourself to be supported and allow yourself to participate in a way that meaningful for you. So know this, that regardless of how scary it looks, you are safe. You will be protected. You will complete your mission. You're not going to lose it. You're not going to lose yourself. You see?
That's wonderful. Alexis, I have a question. May I ask a question?
Yes, please.
Okay. We created the Good News Show to provide a nucleus for people to go to for good news, positive stories, and healthy lifestyle tips. And it's designed to attract people and help them get a positive vibration. Do you see this as being part of that big shift globally?
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. You see, you may not, on a personal level, recognize the level of impact you're having with this show. You see, this show may seem to reach only a few people here and there, or whatever the audio level may be, up and down and all around. And yet, we want to point out that for you personally, as in this particular show, you have a mission for yourself, which is to uplift yourself, to get yourself out of the crap, out of the chaos, out of the gloom and doom, and lift yourself into the joy of your own being, to celebrate yourself. And this show is the way that you share that, so that this then becomes part of your global work, part of your global mission, so that you can touch others, and you can see, almost say it, the light turning on out there. Any time that you lift a person, every time that you give them encouragement, every time that you can hint towards them a beautiful dream, every time you can support their expression of who they are and they're seeking their dream, any time that you lift a person, any time that you create an energy of joy or of light, you are doing a global mission. You are doing a purpose. And that is beyond your personal mission. You're doing something of a grander vision. And when you do this grander vision, even if it appears to be small, even if you only do it one-on-one, you may not be aware of the incredible significance that you are having. You are not aware of how many ripples of light that will spread out from you and touch people you have no clue who they are, people on the other side of the planet, or people who never listen to the show, but get the ripple, you see?
Wow, thank you. That's good news.
Yeah, and we want to encourage everyone who's listening to see their own vision this way. Don't think that what you're doing is insignificant at all. Anything that you do out of love, out of upliftment, is an incredible vibrational raiser, and you are doing, divine work.
That feels very good, because that's what we, you know, that's what it's all about, is to just keep spreading the word, and whoever's willing to hear and listen, and we want to be able to help everyone that we can. So I thank you for that.
You're very welcome, dear one.
Thank you.
All right. So at this time, then, would you like for the one who channels off to return?
We can bring Ginger back. Or do you have any other questions that you
No, I'm good. I'm good. All of my questions are answered at this time. Thank you. Galactic.
Oh, you're certainly welcome, dear one. All right. So we wish you and all of yours a wondrous adventure in reality, and a wondrous holiday season, as that is what it is at this particular day. And we know that the show is going to be showing in January, and the holidays will have been over. But recognize that those who listen in will realize that this is an extraordinary year, a year of opening, a year of greatness. And we hope that all of you will take that personally in a way that helps you to lift and to participate in this year. So our blessings to all of you. You are free to call upon us. We can come as a column of light to you anytime, even in the middle of the night when you call us, to work with you on any level that you choose. It has been our pleasure speaking with you, and so we will leave now. And farewell.
All right.
We do hope that you'll come back and talk with us at another time.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I'm back.
Well, Ginger.
Hi, Ginger.
Hello.
Boy, we had that was a whole lot of wonderful information that came through. Thank you.
You're certainly welcome, and it's just a pleasure for me to be on the show and share Galexis with you and your audience. I've had a wonderful time channeling Galexis through the years, and they just can move and pull through so much energy. It's really great.
And it's a good time to be on our show. It's the beginning of the new year, and there's so many exciting things to ahead of us. So,
Galexis has been talking about how this can be really the best year you've ever had,
best year ever.
Yes, best year ever. Even though it may look somehow going into it, it's kind of weird, and strange, and especially about the economy and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I totally feel that also.
Well, you certainly have a gift. We would like for you to tell our listeners how they can contact you.
All right. My name is Ginger Metro, and as the channel for Galexis, we have a Galexis website that you can go to. It's galexisspirit.com, and it's GALEXIS, spirit, SPIRIT.com. And on this website, as you go into the homepage, then there will be a message for Galexis reminding you of who you are. And we have a lot of people that go there every day just to pick up the message and just to remind themselves of that.
Oh.
But on that website also, you can sign up for the newsletter. You can also find the events in the calendar. Galexis does give workshops currently right now. It's giving workshops in California, because that's where we are at this moment. However, we may do some traveling around the country and give workshops in other places, such as Miami or Dallas. And the calendar will show where we are doing that. And for those who would like to attend some of the workshops, but they are too far away, or that some of the workshops that we've already done seem to be very exciting topics, they can purchase these workshops on the website on CD. We have all sorts of different topics. One of the most important ones lately has been healing your relationship with money. And a lot of people have been ordering this one and having phenomenal openings and opportunities and just like money appearing in their life. And so that's a beautiful one. We have one called Creating and Manifesting Your Dream that teach people how to delineate a dream and then how to activate it and get it going. We have a workshop on youthing or aging reversal. So Galexis has a very wide range of workshops, and we've been getting lots of testimonials from all of these. So we're very grateful, and we're very excited about what Galexis is doing and the mission, or whatever the message that Galexis is putting out. So once again, the website is galexisspirit.com. And on there, if you want to communicate with us, there's an email connection, and you can write me a letter or anything like that if you would like. And feel free to coordinate with us to invite Galexis perhaps to your part of the world if we are planning to move that way or travel that way. We'll be very happy to coordinate that. And thank you
Sounds
so much
good.
For having me on the show.
Oh, you're welcome, Ginger. It's been an honor having you on our show.
And I hope we'll get to see you in Miami at another workshop coming up here soon. We'll have to try to coordinate something like that.
Yeah, that would be fun. Yeah. We had a really great workshop last time we were in Miami on healing your relationships, and a lot of people got some tremendous insights about that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So.
All right. So, again, we want to thank you, and we do hope you can come back to our show sometime in the future.
I would.
And you have a wonderful holiday.
And you too.
And hi to Daniel.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay,
thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Well, there you have it, listeners. You have been listening to Ginger channeling Galexis. What a fabulous show this has been, Sherry. Wouldn't you agree?
I would. I'm speechless, actually.
I really like the news about the Good News show. So
I love that. Yes, that was totally good news because we're working on our CDs and we're working on the talking at a few different seminars that we're creating, going on a couple different cruises, bringing our good news to you through cruises and through sessions in your office space. And so we have a lot of things that are coming up, and if anyone is interested, you can definitely contact us. And if you want to bring us to one of your offices, we would be glad to bring our show to you.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for visiting the Good News Show. Next week's guest is going to be fabulous, so please go to the website, www.goodnewsshow.us, and read all about it. And also, don't forget to give us a rating. We have a 5-star rating and have had it all year. So go to the website, and we'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.